Hey, also, I'm rocking the stash. It's doing
Yes, I
great.
see you. He's got the shadow going right on.
I haven't shaved it all November. It's great.
Yeah, I wish Reese was here. We'll put a picture of his dashboard that he put on there. This is Reese.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.
I definitely thought I'd be home around 4:35-ish until our piece of equipment that costs lots of money to get running broke down on us. So I should be home by 9. If you guys want to wait till then, I can tune in on my phone, but my truck light's shit.
Do you know why the magic is still there? How many
Why?
times? I'm just going to take a shot. I think I know. I shouldn't say I know because that would make me a guru, right? Anyways, how many times do they bring up the story about when they met? Have you heard that story a few times?
No, I had to ask my grandma. I was curious about learning more about who she is, and
I wonder if they reflect on that a lot. That's what keeps the magic alive. And that's why they're together. What brought them together? Because a shrink will ask you that when you go for counseling. Like, think about what brought you together. Put your mind back in that moment, right? You know, so, and I bet you that's what grandma and grandpas do. They remember and reflect on when they first met. Like, why are we here? What made me attracted to you? And that's, they still hold that love and, you know, affection for each other. That is a magical thing. That's beautiful
I think it's the
when you see
ability to
that.
grow together. You know what I mean? Because like you can change so much over the term of however your lifetime, I guess. And if you choose to spend a large majority of that with one individual, then you have to be able to grow and adapt with that person. And today's era is so instantaneous. You know what I mean? Everything, text messages, the way that we text each other, how it used to be you sit by the phone and you wait and you wait and you wait. You can just text and find out in 2 seconds. Everything is so instantaneous. And now people will find themselves in struggling times in relationships because I guarantee you almost every long-term relationship has had its rough patches at times where you have to work through things and navigate things and both want the same thing at the end. And nowadays, if people have a hard time, it's just so easy to throw it out and get a new one, just like all of your appliances, right? And
Oh, so
it's
true.
saddening because I think that like the idea and the concept of marriage is dying and that it's not the same as what it used to be. And the concept was that you were supposed to dedicate your life to that person, which means you're going to go through ups and downs. But, you know, is it wrong or is it right? It's hard to say. But I think that a large majority has to do with people that just would sooner try something new than work on what it is that they have. And the world is so connected. Like it's so easy to meet new. It's so easy to find new because of the way that the internet is. So,
And we all come with flaws, right?
yeah, exactly.
So a lot of
I've
people can't
seen.
handle flaws in other people. So, ooh, I don't like that. Your second toe is bigger than your big toe. What's with that? I don't like you anymore. Friends off.
I think if two people. There has to be some core things that they are. There has to be some core values. If you have core values of I value growth, I value honesty, you have these solid foundation, then yeah, I believe that you can grow together and you help each other through the ups and downs and all those things. But there's a difference between that and being with somebody that's no longer compatible with you. I don't see anything wrong with moving on from a relationship where you both are just not compatible or somebody's growing stagnant or whatever. I think it's okay to move on from people, but I also see what you're saying with, not just discarding somebody right away, right?
I get it too, obviously. Like both sides are it's a tough conversation to try and dive into because like there are definitely So like for me, there are certain things definitely where you need to leave a relationship. If it's extremely abusive, definitely leave. If it becomes something where it's manipulative, definitely leave. You know what I mean? Don't keep yourself in a situation that's unhealthy. And then even beyond that, there are definitely situations where people grow apart and it's just not the same anymore. So you only have one life to live. Why would you lessen that trying to fight for something that you don't really want anymore, and nor do they, when you could just walk away from it and try and be happy. Mm-hmm. So there's no right and wrong. To me, it's just the concept of marriage was that you were supposed to be bound to this individual. And that's what my argument was. It's not that one way is right and one way is wrong, but just those concepts no longer are part of today's culture because of the way that everything's accelerated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fast. Yeah.
But definitely. I would never...
not me. No.
I am divorced. I am not a hypocrite. Okay.
Well, you've heard me mention Simon Sinek a couple of times. He seems to be, he speaks on behalf of millennials because he feels they're the generation that's been picked on the most, right? But, anyways, he makes a lot of sense the way he breaks it out. And he says he's noticed. Exactly what you said, like the marriage, nobody's into marriage anymore. Seems to be a disappearing thing. So after he did his studies and research, he found out why. It's a bad deal, according to the boys, because the girls all wanted to settle down, have their babies and started life. But the boys weren't ready. They saw what a lot of their grandparents and parents went through with divorces. They didn't want that. They didn't want a chance of possibly buying a house and possibly losing it to somebody else because their marriage broke up. So a lot of them, this is with American boys, not necessarily
through marriage.
Yeah. And then, well, they got more out of playing video games. So this is why a lot of them are playing video games instead of chasing, you know, women down like it used to be, right? Go to the bars, meet a girl or whatever, just even to go out and get some, you know, right? No, it's not happening as much, right? So they're finding they're staying at home playing video games because they get more out of that than they would a relationship. They would like to, but I think they're really intimidated because it's a bad deal. This is what they say. They say it's a bad deal. So they're not all like that, but you know,
I think that there's a lot of bad deals going both ways.
There is. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that are just not compatible with one another. And the game is trying to find the missing piece and,
mm-hmm.
and it's a difficult one to play.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Some pieces kind of fit and some pieces do not fit at all.
Oh, I know. I don't know. You got to accidentally, you'll bump into somebody that'll give you that vibe and then magic will happen and then pursue it. You never know. You might be let down. You might not be, right? Yeah. Give a person a chance. But yeah, I think people like you said, Aurora, it's jumping into the sack real fast. I'm old school and that shouldn't happen. It should happen at least, you know, on the second date, not the first date. So
on the second date.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
I had a client that had I eat ass on the first date written right on his vehicle on his back.
Really? He's open to the world, eh? Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy. There is a lot of videos popping up on YouTube about that are produced by women now wondering where the guys are. They've got their careers, you know, they want to settle down. They want to have a family, but they cannot find the partner now. They wonder, where are they all? You know, they don't look at men as being men anymore now. They're more boys than men, the traditional man. Well, roles are reversing. Feminism has really grown. A lot of women are in power jobs now. I think men are intimidated by power women.
Some boys,
yeah. I think you could have an equal partner. So what if she has a high power job? Why not?
I think equal partners are probably the greatest relationships because when you have an unequal partner, you just mentioned a bad relationship because now one person is looking up to the other while the other one's looking down. That is not how you do a relationship.
No.
It's got to be equal.
That's right.
As soon as you start having a view where one's inferior to the other, things are going to crumble.
Yeah.
Or that one person is bound to specific roles and the other is not. I think all of that is bullshit. I mean, do what works out for you in your relationship.
Yeah.
And that's going to look different for each person, but definitely need two equals who are whole human beings coming into a relationship because they actually want to be in a relationship, not because they're looking for somebody to fill a gap. Right.
I used to run into women with lists. This is how they want their guy to be. Yeah, I figured it out right off the bat, man. Like, what? It's like I was being felt out. Like, oh, do you fit this? Do you fit this? Oh, yeah, I can change you. You know, right? No, you can't. You know, I'm one of those guys that will put my back up. It's like, no. I'll get into that debate with you because I got a backbone. I was going to say balls, but yeah. This is a family show.
As you just screamed fuck earlier.
But yeah, I mean, I'll give in to a point, but if I don't agree with something, I'll just say, no, I don't agree with that, you know, and I'll have a discussion with you. I won't argue. I won't want to yell, but if I'm being cut off or overtalked, I will get louder. Right. And then, okay, we're not getting anywhere. Let's stop. Right. So.
Side note, are we allowed to swear on this show? Because I feel like I drop F-bombs quite often.
I put a warning on there.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
I do. Swear.
That's why I was laughing at the fact that he went away from balls when he just said fuck earlier. It's like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say balls, but it's family.
If I, like, as I'm editing, I may chop it out because we don't necessarily need it in there, but I'll leave some in there. Because it's part of the conversation. It's part of the flow. But if we're just doing it in spite of just swearing, no, I'll chop it out, you know, because I still want some representation, you know, because there's some people that will turn us off because they don't like swearing, right?
You know what? Swearing is something that's very powerful when used properly. I had a guy actually tell me that about my music because I rarely swear in my music. And then I had a song where I actually the first time I ever swore in it, in any of my music. And the guy who listened to it, he was like, man, I have never heard a swear word be so impactful because you didn't use it all the time. If it's every third word, then it doesn't have any emphasis. But when you only use it, it packs a power of emotion to behind what you're trying to say and put out there. So,
oh yeah. And it's being more and more accepted now. Like the C word, it's starting to be a little more accepted in Canada and it's a regularly used word in England. Women use it. They call each other the word. Yeah, I'll bring a guy on as a guest. He is shocked that women don't say it all the time here. He was shocked when he first came to Canada, right from Britain. That's like, well, yeah, it's part of an anatomy, you know. You want to be polite.
Well, I mean, like,
talking about, he said, what are you talking about? He was really shocked that I said that. I go, well, it's not a polite thing to say. He says, bullshit, he says, like this.
Well, I mean, I guess
my mom calls his sister that. Sorry.
The Canadian version of it now is turning into bitch, right? Like, I see women calling each other bitches all the time.
Yeah.
And as a rude or offensive thing, just as like a terminology of how to address each other.
Yeah.
You're like, that's fucked up, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to, if you slip the tongue there, Aurora, that's fine, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to be as real as possible, you know, because we're having a conversation. How do people talk? They say fuck once in a while in a conversation over coffee, right? That's how I want us to be, just regular people talking over coffee.
And it's dark as fuck, so you won't see me. I'll be like a floating head voice. I apologize. Let me know what you guys want to do.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.